Learning about caterpillars, butterflies, and moths. Once you have your specimens settled into the environments you have created for them, use these activities to learn more about them and the conditions they like best. Have fun doing these investigations, but remember that you are working with living creatures. Disturb them as little as possible when you set up projects. Return them to the wild. Your Caterpillar Butterfly Moth Journal. This guide suggests three activities. Before you begin, you can set up a notebook for your observations. Click the green star to put an observation form into your writing area. It provides for three observations. Later, if you want more forms, just open a new file. Then choose this guide again and click the green star on this page and print this general observation form again. Investigation number one. What food do caterpillars prefer? In the wild, you'll almost always find caterpillars crawling on plants and eating leaves. That is practically all they do. You can guess that they eat the leaves of the plants on which you find them. Will they eat other types of leaves as well? Open a new file, then click the green star to put investigation number one in it. What types of leaves do you think your caterpillars will eat? Do they have any preferences? Ask yourself those questions and decide what you think based on what you know about caterpillars so far. Type in your answers. Save and print the investigation form to use away from the computer. Do this investigation to find out if your hypothesis is right. Collect caterpillars of the same kind along with stems and leaves of the plant they were found on. Collect stems and leaves of three other kinds of plants. Fold an adhesive label or piece of tape around each stem and write the name of the plant on it. Put the plant stems in a container or containers of water. Wedge cotton balls around the surface of the water to keep the stems in place and keep the caterpillars from falling in the water and drowning. Put the container in your caterpillar's home and place caterpillars on various kinds of plants. Using a butterfly house gives you more space. Use your investigation number one form to record what your caterpillars eat over several days under each of the Describe What Happened headings. Be sure to replace the plant stems when leaves wilt or are eaten. Label and put in a fresh stem of the same type of plant that you remove. Read over your observations and then write your conclusion based on your investigation. Try some other kinds of leaves. Be sure, however, always to include leaves of the type on which your caterpillars were found. Investigation number two. Does temperature affect how caterpillars grow? Open a new file, then click the green star to put investigation number two in it. Do caterpillars grow faster in a warm or cool temperature? Ask yourself that question and decide what you think based on what you know about caterpillars so far. Type in your answer. Save and print if you wish to write on the form away from the computer. Use these steps to find out if your hypothesis is right. Place an equal number of caterpillars in each container along with equal amounts of stems and leaves from the plants on which they were found. Keep one container in a warm room, not in sunlight. Put the other in a cool room or cool basement. Record the temperature in each location. Every few days, measure the caterpillars and record your findings. After several days, read over your records. Have caterpillars in one location grown more quickly than in the other? Write up your conclusions. Complete, save, and print your investigation number one form. Investigation number three. Do butterflies prefer sugar water or nectar? Open a new file, then click the green star to put investigation number three in it. Nectar, which butterflies feed on, is naturally sweet. If offered water that is sweetened with sugar or honey, which do you think they'll prefer? Ask yourself that question and decide what you think based on what you know about butterflies so far. Type in your answer. Save and print your investigation number three form. Use it to do the following investigation. The next pages describe what to do. When you have done it, write a description of what you did on your investigation form. Fill one bottle with plain water and put flowers in it. Cut away the top part of the paper cup, leaving a shallow bowl. Lay the gauze or netting in the bowl so it hangs over the edge. Cut a piece of sponge to fit inside the bowl and press it in on top of the gauze or netting. Thoroughly mix 1 part sugar or honey to 9 parts water till the sweetening dissolves. Add the sweet water solution to the cup until it just covers the sponge. Put the 2 bottles side by side in the butterfly house. Set the paper cup with the sweet solution on top of the 2nd bottle so that it will be at the same height as the flowers. Put the butterfly or butterflies in the butterfly house and watch to see where they feed. Record your findings. Write up your conclusions. Try the same experiment with other kinds of flowers to see whether your results will be the same. Be sure to use a sponge of the same color as the flowers. Try it with the same flowers, but with sugar if you used honey, or vice versa. To get more copies of Investigation Number 3 form, just open this guide again and click the green star on page 11. Doing activities like these carefully is the kind of thing scientists do. Here are some more ways to learn firsthand about caterpillars, butterflies, and moths. Examine a caterpillar. Count its feet. Note how it uses them. Watch how it eats. Does it clean up its plate? Measure its growth over time and keep a notebook on it. How often does it shed its skin? Does it change color or appearance before pupating? Illustrate your notebook. Collect a cocoon or chrysalis and watch as the adult emerges, usually in the mid to late morning or early afternoon. How long does it take the adult to emerge? How do the wings unfold? How long before it flies? Watch butterflies and moths in a place that has many kinds of flowers. Which attract them? Do they seem to prefer certain colors? Collect a butterfly and a moth, or several different ones. How are their physical features alike and different? Compare their behavior. When is each active? When do they feed? How do they hold their wings? Can you identify any of them using an insect guide? Write about them and illustrate your notes. Take good care of them. Return them to the wild afterwards. You have completed this guide. To get another, click the Guide button.